This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, a show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Joy, joy, joy.
Hello and welcome to Well, 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 the show brought to you live every Tuesday from midday. I'm Adam and today I'm joined by Murray and Tex from the Victorian AIDS Council team. How are we, people?
Doing well.
Just sensational. Thanks, Adam.
Looking forward to today's show.
Well, fantastic. Before we actually get into it, obviously got to thank Natasha for the news and thanks to Michael for the morning show. So, Murray, what is Well, Well, Well all about?
Well, let me tell you. At Well, 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 we talk about topics that relate to the GLBTI community. We are all about sex, health and well-being.
And so what have we got on the show today, boys?
We've got a really special show today. Joining us today will be a range of guests, starting with Daniel from Living Positive Victoria and two extra special guests, Helen and Will, as they'll be chatting about the group In The Loop, which is for people who care for or love someone living with HIV.
So, Tex, if people want to get involved in the conversation, and I know you're going to use one of my favourite words of all time.
Mine too.
Plethora. How can they get involved?
Oh, you stole that word away from me, Adam. Yes, there are a plethora of ways people can get in touch with us. You can like us via Facebook, facebook.com/wellwellwelljoy. Or you can call 1300-JOY-949. Or if you want to get in contact with us right here in the studio, you could send us an email onair@joy.org.au. Or also, these come into the studio as well, an SMS 0427-JOY-949. Or, and we are really in the 21st century here, you could even tweet us at wellwellwelljoy.
And I love when people get involved in the show and they ask questions. And
yeah, we love it.
You know, I think it actually just adds that little bit of direct contact. So if you do have a question or even just a comment that you might want to put out there, I reckon throw it our way.
Even just to say hello.
Exactly. Just to let us know that you're out there, you're listening and you're enjoying what we've got to say.
Yeah.
Or even if you don't like one of us, you know. We're happy to take all types.
Well, everyone likes me, so that's not going to come through, but maybe for you and for you.
Oh, thanks, Murray, darling. Well, that's gorgeous of you.
Everyone loves you, don't they? Yeah.
Oh, great.
I challenge anybody to message in otherwise.
Ooh. Oh,
get your fingers working, people.
There's a challenge. Well, this is Well Well on Joy 94.9, and we're just going to listen to a quick song, which I absolutely love.
I love this song.
I actually saw him live.
So did I. Second row.
All right. I was back row. You and your first row back rows, whatever. So this is
not indicative of other things.
Oh, dear, we've gone there already. But this is When Doves Cry by Prince. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and you're listening to Adam, Tex and Murray. Joining us up first is Daniel from Living Positive Victoria. Welcome to Well, 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 Daniel, and how are you today?
Thanks. I'm very well, thanks.
I always like to do a round of applause here.
Yay!
Welcome.
So
that's a lovely welcome,
isn't it?
So basically, Daniel, before we get you into exactly the reasons we brought you on, can you tell the listener a little bit about yourself and what you've done work-wise?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm actually filling in here for Dimitri, who's in our health promotion team, who's co-facilitating the group that we'll talk about a little bit later. And so he actually had an accident this morning where he came off his bike. So just a big shout out to him, sending him lots of love.
Big hugs and kisses and get well soon.
Chookers.
So, so that's why I'm here instead. I work in the area of communications for Living Positive Victoria and, really help get the message out about our programs and services. And this program that we'll talk about is very special to us. So we're very grateful to have the time on air to talk about it.
And Daniel, how long have you worked in the HIV sector?
For about 18 months now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 18, 19 months. Of course, I love it. It's great. It's really good.
Oh, of course it is. And so has all of that 18 months been spent in Living Positive Victoria?
It has, yeah.
And what was the motivation to get into the HIV sector? Obviously, there's lots of different reasons, being part of the gay community, or a plethora of reasons, as Tex would like to say. Was there a motivating factor, or was there actually just this job opportunity came up and you'd worked in communications previously and thought it's a perfect time to merge?
It was sort of a combination of that opportunity presenting itself and the fact that being HIV positive myself, I really wanted to give something back to that particular community as well. So the opportunity to work with an organisation that works for and represents people living with HIV was really special to me. So, yeah.
And so in a nutshell, what is Living Positive Victoria all about? I mean, it's hard to say in a nutshell. But.
So it's a community-based organisation that's run by and for the community of people living with HIV, and that's a very broad community that includes people from diverse backgrounds, also diverse genders and sexualities. So, we're a small organisation, relatively small, but we do try and look after the interests of people living with HIV.
And you also have some partner organisations that work with you in the same building.
Yes, we do. So we form a little collective known as Coventry House. We're not actually in a house. We're in an office building. But
very
it's
nice office building too.
Really lovely name. And that includes our partner organisations, Straight Arrows and Positive Women Victoria. And, of course, we work really closely with you guys, the Victorian AIDS Council, in everything we do as well.
Now, positive women, I get the gist there, positive women, women who are HIV positive, but what about straight arrows? What on earth does that mean?
Straight arrows. So that's our heterosexual brothers and sisters who live with HIV, an organisation that among other things, runs family camps as well, so supporting, say, children as well, whose parents may be living with HIV or they themselves living with HIV. So, yeah, that's the differences between the three.
And where would people have seen Living Positive Victoria throughout the community, things like Midsummer and places like that?
Oh, definitely. We normally have stalls at Midsummer and some of the other big kind of carnival events, like the great one up at Daylesford, which is
Chill Out.
Yes, I struggled then. Chill Out as well. That's another one of our favourites to do. And also, you would have seen us probably in community press like The Star and MCV as well. We do a bit of promotion there.
Fantastic. Well, we're just going to listen to a quick song, and this is another one that I love. It's Lil L by Jamiroquai, and this takes me back to my party days.
Takes you back, what, to last weekend?
Excuse me? No.
No, last night.
You walked right into that one.
I did walk right into that one. Anywho, this is Well
I'm
Well.
I'm with you, Adam, yeah.
This is Well 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 on Joy 94.9. In the studio today we have Daniel Brace from Living Positive Victoria. Now, Daniel, there was an agenda for why we invited you on the show today. We want to hear about the group In The Loop. Tell us a little bit about it.
That's fantastic. Yeah, In The Loop is a program that we run in conjunction with the Victorian AIDS Council, which is for the partners, friends and families of people living with HIV. So the group is built around supporting those people who maybe aren't living with HIV themselves but love somebody who is.
Okay. And so what is the main objective of the group? Is it more of a support group or is it more of information or education? I mean, what are the aims and objectives that, I guess, one, that you would want to provide to people, or two, that people coming along to the group would want to get out of it?
Well, what we found talking with the community is that sometimes an HIV diagnosis can be very scary and distant from people who aren't directly in the loop, if you like, with information and services.
So, I saw what you did there.
So that maybe even the diagnosis comes in combination with other information about that person you love, perhaps even they're coming out as gay as well, or perhaps there are other things in their life that may they may want to explore. So it's really a combination. So it is about information, you know, basic information about HIV, what it is, what it can do to the body. Also, you know, what are the treatments that are available and how do they interact with people? But also then about getting everybody to ask those questions, or, you know, that they might think are even silly, or that they think everybody else knows, but not them. So it's a really supportive environment where we can kind of explore those things. So each group has a structure, but then within that structure, it's very flexible, of course.
So how long has the group been running?
Look, we've had two pilots of the group, which were about a year ago. And so we're starting out, we've kind of relaunched the program. It will run two times a year, maybe even more if there's a huge demand for it. But yeah, we intend to run it twice a year.
And so how did the group get created? So was it through anecdotal information or research that was talking about that there was this need for a particular group like this for people who care and love someone who's living with HIV?
Yeah, it came about as I think because of that need from the community. There were people that definitely have supported people living with HIV for a very long time now. You know, the HIV's been with us for, you know, 30 years, and some people, thankfully, have survived as well. But the carers around them were experiencing issues as well, sometimes even caring for somebody for so long and not having a network to talk about that care was something that they really wanted to see created, as well as those coming into the scene now, if you like, who are dealing with a completely different diagnosis than that time. So it was really there was a broad range of desires from the community about what to get out of the group, and so far, you know, as you'll hear from two of the from a participant and their family member, you know, so far it's been really good.
Fantastic. So it sounds like a fantastic group. Who do we credit? Who was instrumental in creating this group?
So, yeah, that's a combination. It's Living Positive Victoria and the Victorian AIDS Council that are working together. So the two facilitators here, one's Dimitri, who I'm sadly replacing today. The other is Judith from the counselling team at the Victorian AIDS Council, who's very well known and loved in the community as well. So they're two really experienced and really lovely, warm people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, we're just going to listen to a quick song by one of my favourite artists who I saw the other week. Did you go and see her? Did you get front row tickets to that too, Murray?
I partied with her backstage.
Oh, whatevs. this is Lady Gaga with Love Game, and this is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9, and today we're talking about the In the Loop group, and in the studio we have Will and Helen. And just like Daniel, let's give them a round of applause.
Thank you, guys.
Welcome to Well, 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 Will and Helen. How are you both today?
Very well, thank you.
I'm very good.
That's good to hear.
We've got so many people in the studios that we're swapping around the mics, so you may hear that. Listen, thank you for coming in. Will, can you tell us about your experience of being diagnosed HIV positive?
All right. I was diagnosed in the early 90s with HIV. It was a doctor in Collins Street, and he was not equipped to deal with my condition, and I basically didn't tell another person and for another 10 years after that. And yeah, so basically 10 years of being in total ashamed of it and didn't tell a soul.
So when you say he wasn't equipped to deal with it, what do you mean by that?
Well, I just sort of think he was so old school, yeah. And because it was, you know, the early 90s, it was a doctor in Collins Street. I probably picked totally the wrong doctor. You know, basically told me to get out and basically said, you know, I would die, and that's how I sort of, like, lived my life for 10 years until I seeked help. And that was at the Centre Clinic, and another 10 years after that in St Kilda. You know, so, yeah, I just sort of think back then, you know, because it was the early days, you know, none of us were equipped sort of like how to deal with it.
Now, Will, you said you were in silence, if you like, for 10 years, didn't tell anybody. How did you disclose to Helen and the family about your HIV status? What was the procedure you went through?
All right. I started going out with Michael. He was my partner at the time. He was Meredith's best friend. That's one of my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So I told Meredith about my HIV status in 2002 because I thought there was a connection between, you know, Michael and Meredith, and I wanted to come from myself more so than, you know, it coming from another person. And my family sort of found out that way, not to my control, because Meredith, my sister, didn't cope with the news. So she had to sort of console in somebody else, and that was Helen, my sister, sitting next door to me. But she was living in Adelaide at the time. And Tubby sort of felt, we call it Tubby as well because it's a nickname. So if I say Tubby and Helen, you know what I'm talking about. Told my sister in Adelaide, and, you know, Tubby was in Adelaide, she couldn't do anything. So she told my older sister in Melbourne about my HIV, that Mary wasn't coping. So not telling a person for 10 years, four people actually found out in a matter of days. I sort of, like, went into absolute panic mode, then promised not to tell anybody, and they didn't, for another 10 years.
So you've described some of the issues around stigma and obviously that delayed you letting people know for a whole 10 years. Mm. How did you work through those issues?
Well, basically, you know, HIV wasn't really affecting me. You know, it was always in the, you know, back of my mind what would happen to me because I didn't go and, you know, seek any further help. You know, and as years went by, you know, I wasn't getting sicker. I didn't feel sick. I didn't look, you know, sick. But the reason I actually went back to the doctors in 2002, I told Michael, my partner at the time, that I was HIV positive, and he asked me, like, where you at? And I said, well, I don't know. I haven't been in the doctors for 10 years. And he basically said, you know, if our relationship is to continue, you've got to go back and find out what it's all about. And that's when I went to the Centre Clinic in St Kilda and saw a doctor called Nick. And, you know, everything was fine, you know, for another, you know, how many years. And I stopped going again because, you know, things changed. I got blasé, you know, and I ended up being sick.
Mm.
Okay, Helen, you've been through the In The Loop group. Can you tell us your experience of the group, what it was like for you, what you got out of it being involved in that group?
I think I'd just like to quickly mention first, a lot of families find it very difficult going outside to get help. And so my initial reaction was one of disloyalty towards Will, because I'd gone to VicAids to a counsellor, and it was a terrific coincidence that within that 3 weeks the first In The Loop group was going to start, and she suggested to me that I would go. So, yeah, so I actually mentioned it to one of my other sisters, and she said, well, I'm going to come too. So that's what we did. But certainly it was so incredibly helpful to the family, like really, really helpful, yeah. Also trying to find a way to get over that sense of anxiety and panic that my sister and I were both in about Will's health by then, because it had seriously deteriorated to the point where he pretty much could hardly get to work. And it was good. I mean, all the people that ran it gave us, and it was 2 weeks, two consecutive Saturdays. So we'd gone through the emotional side of it for my brother. I think the following fortnight was more about how we would cope as carers, but also cope in regards to the best way to approach my brother. because, see, everyone had a different scenario within the group, of course, so we learnt a huge amount, and there was a great deal of empathy and great sense of camaraderie as well between the group. Yeah, very, very helpful, incredibly helpful. Mm.
And so, Helen, as part of, like, going through the In the Loop group, did the dynamic between you two change as a result of that, because of you learning more or having access to a support system where people understood what you were experiencing?
Right, you're talking about dynamic between William and myself?
Yeah.
Well, initially, not really, because I think he was so sick that he could only just managed to get out of bed most days, so he really didn't have enough energy to concentrate on anything that was, you know. So then I approached him, my sister and I, after we did In the Loop, and said, "Will, we actually want you to go to hospital or go to the doctors," and that's how come he ended back at the clinic. But so no, and I think, you know, all of the only energy Will had left was to actually get better in hospital. So he spent quite a bit of time in hospital, didn't you, Will?
Yeah, just over 8 weeks at the Alfred.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's what happened. No, but not really, no, no.
And I guess, well, how did the group sort of impact on your relationship with other members of the family? Obviously, if you'd been through the In the Loop group and somebody else hadn't been through the group, do you think that you had a better understanding of what Will was going through because you were there?
Oh, absolutely, yes, yeah. And look, the sheer physical nature of HIV positive, which was quite a bit of time was spent on that, and so I felt that really put me in good stead for when we were at the hospital and basically I was expecting the worst, so I sort of got helped in that way as well. Didn't completely freak out when, you know, we got Will's stats, for instance. Yeah. Mm.
And what were the most surprising things you found out about when you were going through the group, you know, for yourself? You went with your sister?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, you know, were there any major revelations for yourself?
There was, because, see, just to briefly say, when I first found out that Will was HIV, I went to the South Australian AIDS Council and had quite a few sessions with one of the people there. That person had said to me, "You have to do exactly what your brother wants," and I needed advice. I just was completely freaked out by it. So that's what I tried to do for all those years. I kept thinking, okay, well, I'll just do exactly what Will wants. But that, getting back to that point, is I went to the group In the Loop with that idea that I would respect my brother's wishes. Once I realised that my brother was dying, through being In the Loop, I had to actually admit that my brother was dying. I couldn't deny it any longer. One of the people stood up and said to me, when we all said goodbye for the last time, he came and said to me, one of the fellow people that were in the group, said, took my hand and said, "Helen, you have to force your brother to get help." And that's when I sort of left the building. And I sort of like looked around and had this enormous sort of sense of relief, because I thought, okay, well, I'm actually going to go and do that.
Mm. Mm. Very empowering.
This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. We're talking about the In the Loop group. And so, Daniel, welcome back. Can you tell us how often the group is run?
Sure. The group's run twice a year. And the next group is actually coming up in October, which is why we're talking about it now. It's very timely, so that people can give us a call. Instead of holding it over two weekends, we're holding it on a Friday evening and a Saturday day, so that you can really get to know the group well in that kind of more focused time frame.
And so how can people get informed about the group? So we've obviously spoken spoken to Will and Helen about their experiences with the group, and you've talked about the sort of pragmatic aspects, but yeah, how do people find out exactly the ins and outs if they want to know more?
Firstly, a big thank you to Will and Helen for talking about their experience. It's
really powerful.
They're still in the studio, people. They've gone.
They haven't gone.
You're welcome.
But please call us, 9863 8733. 9863 8733. That's Living Positive Victoria, and we'll be happy to give you more information and let you know when the group's being held.
And we'll put a link to that group on our Facebook page as well.
We will indeed. And so how many people can actually attend the group? I mean, is there a maximum or a minimum, or how many do you need? Or
well, look, the group is around 12 people. It's not a huge group. I mean, there's enough people there to get, you know, a good few questions going, good conversations, but not too big either. And we're always happy to add more groups to the year if the demand's huge as well.
And so is it free, or where is it held? Like, do people have to pay? Or
it's free. Absolutely, yeah. Oh. It's, of course it's free. And it's held at our offices, which are in South Bank, so very central, quite near Flinders Street Station. Yep, South Bank.
And Helen, I just wanted to know, would you have any words of encouragement perhaps to family members or friends of someone who is HIV positive? What are they going to get out of it if they come along to the next In the Loop group?
Look, I couldn't urge people enough to, if they felt the need, to go and actually speak to somebody. I mean, there's actually a poster out there, and it's in your foyer, and it says silence equals death. And that's exactly what would have happened to my brother if we hadn't have gone and started at least some sort of dialogue with Will to get him where he needed to go. The only thing I can say in regards to anyone out there that's listening is, look, sure, it's terrifying finding out. You know, it's terrifying, but it's more terrifying not knowing, to lie in bed every night and think that, you know, the person that you love, you can't help them. You actually can. You can get up and actually help them. And, in fact, actually help yourself enormously. And it's certainly brought our family much closer together. Plus, it's great because my brother's alive and well now.
And so, Will, just on a bit of a side note, was there a turning point for you when your sisters were getting involved and sort of saying, no, this is what needs to happen, we need to get you up, we need to get you out, we need to get you help, like, this is what has to happen? Was there a change in your mind around being HIV positive when other people were there supporting you because you'd kept it hidden for so long?
Yeah, basically, you know, before, you know, I was put into hospital, I was not willing to help myself, you know, and if my sisters hadn't have done In the Loop, I wouldn't be alive today. I know that for a fact, you know, and some people probably think, why? Well, we all do stupid things in our life that we can never actually give a right or a wrong reason. And, you know, being 8 weeks in hospital, you know, being around, you know, amazing medical teams and doctors and, you know, I think there was a turning point of, you know, a lot of people knowing, like my work and friends and, you know, people didn't know. And I thought, well, this is actually quite good because I don't actually feel like I'm hiding it anymore and I've got a weight on my shoulders. So I think people, you know, you don't have to tell the world, but I think you have to tell a couple of people, you know, that you are HIV, because like I wrote in my little story, you can't do it alone and you shouldn't do it alone.
What an amazing journey for you, Will, that you've come on from being in that doctor's in Collins Street and then holding on to that secret for 10 years to where you are now, sitting on a microphone and urging other people to start talking. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, you know, because I just sort of think we've got to speak up about it, because if you don't speak up about it, you know, I'm sticking onto the health message, you know. I think you neglect your health, you know, because you're keeping a secret. So, you know, the minute you start keeping secrets, you know, I think it, especially on the HIV, being HIV positive, I think it really does affect your outlook of the way you think about your treatment and the way you interact with people and what other, you know, information that you would sort of source, you know, whether it be through Living Positive Victoria or VAC.
Yeah. And Helen, I mean, obviously going through the In the Loop group and then obviously helping brother and going through, I guess, the care in the hospital with him to make sure that he was still alive, did you regularly want to keep updated about treatments and medications and things like that, knowing that he was
for sure.
That
yeah,
he was so
yes.
sick?
And certainly part of that came through going to In the Loop, because we'd been given good solid information. So once I'd actually stood by the doctor, Will had been in hospital for 3 weeks, and I did say to the doctor, I said, how sick is my brother? And they gave me his stats, his CD4 count and his viral load. And that I sort of thought, I sort of know what that means. And so then I sort of raced home and had a little look on various websites and, you know, things like that. And I sort of, that put me in good stead. Of course, doctors cannot say, actually, you know, this is what's happening to your brother. They can only give that you, yeah. So enormously helpful in every single way. Yep.
Fantastic. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. It's been an absolute pleasure to have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
And I just absolutely commend your story.
Yeah,
and
I just want to say one thing too.
Yeah, of course.
I'd like to say my brother is a brave, courageous man. And if there's anyone out there, you know, buck up, young campers, and get in and maybe with some of your family members and see what you can do. There is help, yeah.
Speak up.
That's fantastic.
And Daniel, could you just give us that telephone number again? And perhaps if people want to get in contact with Living Positive Victoria, they can go to their favourite search engine, perhaps the one starting with G, and just type in Living Positive Victoria, and that will get
them. Or the one
starting
with B.
Indeed, it
yes.
could be that one as well.
You don't know the one starting with B, do you?
No, I don't. But Daniel, what's the phone number again?
Yeah, and the number's 9863 8733.
Well, this is Well on Joy at 94.9, and we're just going to listen to a couple of community service announcements. But a big round of applause
Thank
for everyone
you.
Thanks,
today.
Guys.
Thanks for sharing your story. This is Well on Joy at 94.9. This is Well on Joy at 94.9, and can I just say that was probably one of the most enjoyable shows that I think I've done over 3 years.
Absolutely.
It certainly is. I mean, other shows I've done where people living with HIV have spoken, especially around World AIDS Day, have been really important to me. But, yeah, that was just wonderful to hear, really, both sides of the coin, if you like, the family member who is also the carer and the person living with HIV.
It was a very raw story, wasn't it? And Helen certainly didn't hold back in taking us through that journey and certainly highlighting the benefits of the In the Loop group.
Yeah, and I think, as I'd mentioned during the community service announcement, just amongst ourselves as we were saying goodbye to them, that we could have had Daniel in to talk about the group in itself,
yep.
which is still really important. But I don't think anything surpasses a personal narrative
Absolutely.
Where people can relate to exactly why they went to the group, what the benefits were, and they were such significant benefits. I mean,
indeed.
it's just amazing to hear Will say that he wouldn't be here today if his sisters hadn't gone to the In the Loop group. It really does point out how important things like this are in our community. And if you are out there and you're thinking about potentially going along to it, give Daniel a call. Have a conversation about it. And I'm sure he'll be able to put your mind at ease and encourage you to come along and really get some benefit out of it.
Yeah.
But listen, guys, there's a forum on tonight.
Isn't there? Indeed. Yes, Sex Girl.
There's a what, girl?
There's a forum. At the Greyhound, it's all about how we have sex. It's free, doors open at 6:45, and it's for everyone. So if you're a top, bottom, or versatile, single, in a relationship, that's either closed or open, you have been on PEP or tried PrEP, then come along and find out more. And if you're unfamiliar with all of those terms and that I've used, come along again and you're going to hear more.
Indeed. And the GH, or the Greyhound, is at number 1 Brighton Road in St Kilda, and it's at that intersection. Your drivers, you'll know what's the intersection.
It's a junction,
it's,
isn't it?
Well, it's Nepean Highway and Carlisle Street, basically.
Yeah, that's it.
You can't miss it. It's a big blue flashing sign.
Yeah, yeah, true. I was going to say it's not a blue building though. It's a big, big white building.
Eggplant-ish, isn't it? The building, eggplant or something?
This is what we're debating.
Do we have anyone message in?
No, we didn't. Do you know why, though? Because they were so fixed on this conversation that we were having that they didn't have time to write in. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about this forum, though. How do we register? Do we need to register?
So there's a couple of ways that you can actually get either more information about the forum or you can register your interest. You can actually call the Victorian AIDS Council on 9865 6700 and ask to speak to either Harry or you can speak to Heath about the forum that's being run tonight at the Greyhound or potential forums that we're going to be holding over the course of the next 12 months.
Because we are planning on having a forum a month.
Yes.
More or less.
Community-based forums. So yes. We want to know what you guys think, what you want, what does the community need. So you tell us rather than us tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But yeah, look, the forum is on tonight. It's the doors open at 6:45 for a 7 p.m. start, and it is for everyone. It's not just for men, it's for everyone. And as we said, it's at the Greyhound or the GH, number 1 Brighton Road in St Kilda. And it should be an interesting conversation. It'll go till about 8 o'clock. There'll be time afterwards for people to hang around and chat and to share views and news. There's going to be some interesting speakers, Dr. Garrett Prestige, Brent Allen, who's the Executive Director of Living Positive Victoria, and my doctor, whose name is Vincent, I can't pronounce his surname. Do you know it?
Dr. V.
No, I
don't. Let's just call him Dr. V.
But look, thanks everyone for joining us today. This is Adam Texan-Murray, part of the Well team from the Victorian AIDS Council. You're listening to Joy 94.9, but join us next week for another great show, and I just want to say to you guys, I think we had a brilliant show today.
We did. Thanks, Adam.
You do
thanks,
say
Murray.
So yourself, Adam.
I do. I like to say that. But this is Well on Joy 94.9.
Cheers, everyone. Have a great afternoon.
Well, bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre on Joy.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.